We're learning more today about LB 663 out of the state of Nebraska. As Chris Bousquet joins us, he's the executive director of the Nebraska State Dairy Association. I'm Susan Littlefield here with the American Ag Network. Let's break down what this bill means for the dairy industry.
Thanks, Susan. I think, I've obviously been extremely passionate about growing the livestock sector in Nebraska with the different hats that I wear here. And when we travel the country and talk to people, there seems to be a narrative around Nebraska that they have worries about us being able to get things zoned. And I don't really understand quite where it comes from, but it really gave us the opportunity to say, well, okay, if people think that, then maybe we do need to get into our zoning regulations and the policy that our state has and try to fix the things that they're worried about. And so, I want to remind people that before we implemented this change to the zoning, we were able to get a 200,000 head feed yard permitted in Dundee County, Nebraska. And, multiple large facilities zoned across our state. We had 500 poultry barns that we got zoned for the Costco project in LPP. And so we hear all these things coming in about, oh, Nebraska can't get things zoned. And it's like, what are we talking about? We've got all this success, but regardless of that, we wanted to dive in to our zoning laws and just make sure that we did the right thing and made sure that we shored some things up. And so over the past couple of years, the ag community has been working on this bill, and it started out as a bill that Governor Pillen championed, and then the ag community kind of took it over and really started carrying the water or carrying the weight on the bill to get it across the finish line. But what it does is it provides a shot clock, if you will, around the entire zoning process. And so, there were situations where at times the zoning process would get stretched out and take too long. And so we wanted to bring some accountability around the conversation of, okay, if you submit your application that in this amount of time, you're going to have a decision. It may be yes, it may be no, but at least you're going to have a decision so your business can move forward on what's next. And so that decision timeline is a little bit over 200 days. So that we feel, and the county officials across the state of Nebraska feel, that that's appropriate amount of time to have discussions and good dialogue about what a project looks like and the impact that it could have on the local community and to make a decision. The other thing that I think is really going to be important is it keeps the county in their lane. So as you guys, your listeners may not know, but Nebraska has 93 counties, and each county gets to determine what their zoning regulations can be. And so all of them are different based off of, the soil types, the water, the identity of the county. And so that, going from each 93 different options, you kind of have some variables that you have to navigate. Well, recognizing that, this keeps the county focused on their zoning regulations at hand. So, for example, if you submit an application, the county has to judge that application specific to their zoning regulations and not, consider any hypothetical situations that could exist. The county has to assume that the applicant is going to operate in good faith and get all the permitting and subsequent approval from natural resource districts and the Department of Environment and Energy to operate and also stay in compliance with those entities to operate. And so I think that's a huge thing that will definitely help out in the future. And it also eliminates the county's ability to have redundant conditions placed on an application. And I'll give you an example of what that means. So for example, if a county gets into a zoning process and is evaluating, all the metrics that go into that, and they think that it's appropriate for an applicant to have a fly and dust mitigation plan. Well, the state of Nebraska already requires a fly and dust mitigation protocol through the manure management permit through the Department of Water, Environment, and Energy. And so this would make sure that the county does not apply redundant conditions to an application that are already governed or overseen by another entity. So we don't have more red tape. We're eliminating red tape. If it's already going to happen, then let's keep it out of the conditional use permit process. And then the other thing, lastly, I think that a huge component to successful zoning process is education. In Nebraska, our planning and zoning committee members are all volunteer. And so when they're faced with the opportunity of, you know, going to work or going a volunteer training requirement, what do you think they're going to do? I mean, they're going to go to work and they're going to try to provide for their families. And so this requires the county attorneys to supply continuing education, not just to the planning and zoning members, but for everybody within the process to make sure that they understand what their responsibilities are and how the process is supposed to be ran. And I think that that alone will help us speed up the process overall, because far too often do we get into these situations where, you know, the chair of the planning and zoning or commissioners doesn't cite the Open Meetings Act. And then they get done with the meeting and find out from the county attorney that they have to redo the meeting because they didn't follow the appropriate process. And so this stuff is going to be instrumental in making sure that this process goes well. And it kind of, it aligns with what Nebraska wants to be. I mean, we're an ag state. We're the number one beef state in the country. Our dairy industry has a significant amount of momentum. We've got new processors growing in the state. We've got existing processors expanding. We need milk and we need livestock. And I think this sends a message to people across the nation that are considering, you know, maybe expanding and building another dairy, that Nebraska is ready. We have the resources, we have the pro-government, and we have the people that want animal agriculture here. And this goes to show that that's the case.
So let's say you're a dairy farmer in New Mexico, California, Pennsylvania, or even in the Dakotas. Why Nebraska? Why should they think about, you know, packing everything up and heading to the state?
Well, there's a lot of reasons, a lot of amazing reasons. When you think about Nebraska as a crop producing state, we're a powerhouse. We're up there in the top two on soybean production and corn production and beef production. We're number one. And so when you think about that, you think, oh man, they must have all kinds of manure. Well, that's not the case. Our grain farmers need manure. So we only grow about 14% of the manure resources that we need to feed our grain crop industry. And so the farmers around the area love manure as a manure source. And so when you have the equation of a significant amount of grain being produced in the state and a desire for manure, I think that's an outstanding scenario. Our farmers, not only is that an outstanding scenario, but we're also the number one state for irrigated acres in the country. Center pivot irrigation was invented in Nebraska, and all of the irrigation companies are headquartered out of Nebraska. And so we have significant control over our feedstock. And not only do we have significant control over our feedstock, we also, because we have such a vast irrigation pipeline industry or you know, ability to irrigate, you can also dewater your lagoons throughout the growing season. So now you're providing that timely nutrient source to your silage crop, which will then yield at a higher rate than other areas. And so, and while you're doing that, you're applying the fertilizer to the growing crop, but you're also providing manure nutrient value after the crop is harvested, which improves organic matter in the soil, and all in all, eventually benefits better feed for the dairy producer. So we've got water. Our aquifer, we've been keeping track of the depth of water in our aquifer since 1980. The University of Nebraska has been monitoring it. And mind you, we're the number one state for irrigated acres, so we pump a lot of water. Our aquifer has only dropped a foot. And in a majority of the state, we are adding depth of groundwater because of our NRD system and because of the sand hills of Nebraska, which basically helps us recharge the aquifer under the state. You know, there's figures out there that say that Nebraska has more water under its state than is in the entire Lake Michigan, which is unbelievable. Like, that's a lot of water. And so we feel that due to our NRD system and our ability to irrigate and, you know, the responsible nature that we manage our water, you know, it's going to be a really long time before we run into any water problems. So feed control, so cheap feed, our distillers grain industry and our soybean crush plants are popping up across the state, which means that we have really cheap soybean meal available. The land values in Nebraska are competitive with other states in the region. And I think lastly, the most important thing that's important to a dairy producer is we've got markets. So we need milk in the state. We have Actus Nutrition is growing. DFA needs milk. I mean, you name it. We've got companies that are looking, and we have producers that we have processors in the state that are considering currently future expansions, which are going to require more milk there. So I think as everybody looks at the landscape of where milk is produced across the country, those are the main attributes that you need to justify your investment. And when you think about where dairy is going to be produced in the country, man, it's really hard not to look at Nebraska. I mean, we've got all the tools, and we got the pro government, and we got the markets. And so now we just got to play puzzle, matchmaker, if you will, and connect our farmers with these opportunities.
So where do they go for more information, Chris?
Well, they can call me direct. My contact information is on our website, www.nebraskamilk.org. Feel free to reach out, and I'd be happy to put the puzzle pieces together.
Chris Bousquet joining us with the Nebraska State Dairy Association as we talk more about LB 663. I'm Susan Littlefield with the American Ag Network.